Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey everyone, this is the Millionaire Hippies Podcast with your host, Boom Shikha, where we chat about spirituality, business, and health. We all want to live self-actualizing, fulfilling lives with joy, prosperity, and gratitude. Let's go on this beautiful journey together.
In this video, I want to speak to you a little bit about forgiveness. I've been reading this book or listening to this audiobook, The Unforgiveness by Desmond Tutu and Umpho Tutu, his daughter. And for a long time now, since, like, I would say at least for two years for sure, I've been in this kind of phase where I've been really trying to forgive not only myself, of course, for all the crimes that I feel I've committed in the past, all the mistakes I've made, and things that I cannot forget. Things that I've done that I'm like, why did I do that? I can't believe I did that. So those kind of things, I'm really trying to forgive myself for it, but also really, of course, forgiving my parents for all the different things that I thought that, you know, they have committed crimes against me, which is really not true. They did the best they could. And then also forgiving, you know, my past relationships, any of my past relationships, not only romantic, but platonic, any kind of friendships. Anyone that I think in my life that deserves any kind of forgiveness, I've been really trying as much as possible to just let go of all those resentments, all the bitterness, all the frustrations, all of that negativity. Really been trying very hard to let go of all of that, because I really feel like the more I let go of it, I'm obviously just a baby in this regard, because I just started doing it and I know it's going to be a long journey. But the more I do it, the more I realize how much anger and resentment and bitterness I've been holding on to without even realizing that I was holding on to it. It's like it's holding me back. It's pulling me back. It's making me heavy, and it's making me dark and black and slimy on the inside. My heart is becoming heavy and closed off because of all of these emotions, but I don't even realize it. And I think, yeah, everything's fine, everything's cool. And then, you know, I'll get triggered by something, or I'll get triggered by my parents, by something they do, and I realize, wow, I still have such a long way to go, because I have still so much anger and hatred and stuff inside of me, you know. All these negative emotions that I think that I've gotten rid of that are still really apparent inside of me. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, I'm thinking about this all the time. It's something that comes up for me maybe once or twice a week that I'm like, you know, I really need to let go of this. Why am I still holding on to it? Why can't I just forgive? And so because of this, I started reading this book, because I'm like, I really need some guidance from someone who's, you know, an expert at this. So I started reading the book on forgiveness, and he talks about the fourfold path, or the fourfold steps, a fourfold path to forgiveness. And, you know, I'm not going to tell you the fourfold path, because I want you to go and read the book if possible, because it's such a good book and it's really necessary in our life right now. I feel like everyone should really be forgiving as much as possible, because I think a lot of the resentment, hatred, and bitterness in the world right now is also because we're holding so much hatred, bitterness, and resentment in ourselves. You know, the microcosm is a reflection of the macrocosm, and the macrocosm is a reflection of the microcosm. And so whatever shows up on the outside is what's inside us. And I know if hatred and bitterness and resentment are showing up in my world outside in the universe, it's because I'm holding on to those emotions within me. And so I'm really trying as much as possible to let go, to let go, to let go, and to forgive, to forgive, to forgive. Now, of course, there's a method called Ho'oponopono. It's a Hawaiian method of forgiveness, and that also works really well. But I really find for myself, it's really truly tapping into the stories that I tell about these individuals. And that's one of the steps actually in the Fourfold Path is like, you know, name the hurt and tell the story. What is it exactly that this person did to you? And it's kind of fascinating to me, because as soon as I sit down to name the hurt, to talk about the story, you know, what is my story with regards to my parents? What is my story with regards to my exes? What is my story with regards to the friend that I still despise or hold negative emotions against? And as soon as I sit down to write the story, sometimes it kind of feels so silly, because I actually have no story to tell. It's just something that I've kind of created inside of myself, these projections, these maddening things that are not even real. When I actually start to write down the story, I'm like, I don't actually have anything to say, because everything that I write down seems so silly, and there's really nothing real that they need to be forgiven for, because they didn't actually do anything real. They just did the best they could, and that's it, really. And so just even going through the process and trying to figure out, okay, what am I angry about? And then figuring out, oh, there's nothing actually real that I'm angry about. I've just been making up the story in my head because it's the victim role that I like to play. It really helped me a lot, because it made me realize, okay, all right, boom. What are you actually angry about? There's nothing really here. You're just actually making up nonsensical stories, and there's nothing that they did that you really need to forgive. And again, same thing for myself. You know, there's nothing that I did particularly that I need to forgive myself for. I just did the best I could, and yes, of course, I made mistakes. Yes, my parents made mistakes. Yes, my friends made mistakes. But that's just what a flawed human being does. You know, we are all flawed in our own way, and the same thing that they've done, I've done to other people. You know, I am not perfect either. I have hurt other people. I have caused pain to other people, unintentionally most of the time, of course, but sometimes intentionally as well. So as just like I'm a flawed human being who has a lot to be forgiven for, you know, they are flawed human beings who should be forgiven as well. It's just seeing the humanity in the other person, which is really important. And that's something that I always forget, because I always start playing this role of the victim. And I start saying, oh, that person, they did it because they hate me, and they did it intentionally, and they wanted to hurt me. And I forget that they're just a fallible human being. They're just a imperfect human being, just like I am. And they're doing the best they can. I'm doing the best we can. And both of us are. And then, you know, despite doing our best, mistakes are made. Despite doing our best, humanity shows up, you know, our humanness shows up. And so seeing their humanity, seeing their flaws, seeing our flaws, and then kind of just putting it all together to realize, okay, you know, this is what it is. There's nothing I can do about it. There's nothing I can do to change the past. There's nothing I can do to change this person. All I can do is forgive them. And I forgive myself, my own role in the issue, because I am not completely absolved of any fault. If they did something to me, I'm sure there was something I did to them as well. And so kind of going through all this process and kind of reading the book, listening to it, listening to his, you know, his words, and I listen to stories of people who've forgiven, and so they've forgiven such heinous crimes. You know, there are stories of people who lost their daughters by a drunk driver's fault, and that drunk driver was forgiven by them. They forgave her because they realized that she was just a flawed human being. And, you know, there were other people who forgave their abuser, and other people who forgave their murderers of their families and things like that. And it just feels like if these people can forgive such huge things, I can forgive things that are not even real, you know, that are not even that big. So it really makes me feel really a lot of peace when I listen to this book, and also just peace thinking about the fact that I desire to forgive, because it's for me, it's not for them. You know, I don't want to hold on to these negative, heavy, closed off emotions anymore. I don't want to be this person anymore. It's too difficult, it's too hard, it's too exhausting, it's too draining. I don't want to do this to myself or to the generations to come. You know, if I hold on to this, I'm basically holding on to it and going to transfer it over to the next generation, and the next generation is going to carry it. And I just don't want that. I want to stop the cycle of madness. I want to stop the cycle of hatred and negativity. I don't want to carry it on to the next generation and over again. It seems like such a waste and such a burden, and it's not something that I want to do anymore. As much as possible, before I die, I'd like to forget as much as possible, no matter what it is, no matter how big or small it is. I want to let go of it. You know, that's my real true intention, really, for the next few years, is to really focus on this journey of forgiveness. And I hope that I'm able to have the strength and I can get, you know, God's support in this, and also just support myself in this journey, because it's so important. I think it's the most important thing I can do in my spiritual path. And of course, I'd love to hear from you. I don't know if you have ever considered forgiveness, or, you know, the path of forgiveness, or forgiving your parents or friends or family or yourself. And if you have, what kind of tools have you used? I'd love to hear about all this. I'm really excited that I get to share this with you, and get to share this forgiveness journey with you if you're on it as well. I think it's such a powerful journey. It really is the most powerful thing we can really do as human beings. So let me know. And again, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being on the Soul Vitamins. And I shall see you the next time around. Bye.
Thanks for listening. Go check out my website at themillionairehippie.com if you want more free, awesome content. If you really like the podcast, please consider giving me a 5-star review on iTunes. Until next time, namaste.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.